Everybody give the Lord praise in the house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. You may be seated. Good morning again, everybody. We are glad to be in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we will be sharing the word of God. Praise the Lord. You know, we want to try to reach as many people as well. We're not going to compromise our message. Amen. I'm going to make that very clear this morning, and I'm going to be preaching a serious subject here in a few minutes. I will not compromise this gospel. Praise the Lord. We love everybody. We want everybody to be saved and all of that and so forth. But there's only one way that people are going to get saved. They must repent. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now this morning, I have a serious subject. And the subject is come out of her, my people. Hallelujah. You know, and I had a different message that I was planning to preach. And every time we do this consecration, sometimes I even take several days, start earlier than people, or others and so forth. And I seek the Lord and I'm doing things and so forth. And my mind is on helping the people. I want to bring, you know, an uplifting message. I want to bring some deliverance message. I want to bring something and so forth like that. You know, and I was, you know, thinking about doing that. But events during the week and so forth. And then when I began to pray, well, because of all the events during the week, I said, well, let me set the record straight here this morning. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So I will be setting the record straight by the grace of God. So this message is called, Come Out of Her, My People. And I am going to start, you know, and don't make any easy out of it until you hear the message. You got to listen to it. Now, I'm going to start here in the book of Revelation. Chapter 18. And I will try to read some scriptures. So you pay real good attention to this message, and the Lord is going to give you understanding. Amen. Book of Revelation, chapter 18. Let me read the first 8 verses. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen. It's fallen, and it's become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed reach through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. So that's going to be my topic this morning. And what is it going to mean to come out of her? We'll be talking about that. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God had remembered her iniquities. And God said, Reward her even as she has rewarded you. And double unto her, double, you know, according to her works. In the cup in which she had filled, he said, fill her even double. How much she had glorified herself and do all of these things and so forth, you know, he said, look. Because she said, look, I sit as a queen. I'm no widow. I am this, I am that. I see no sorrow. He said, well, therefore shall her plagues come in one day. Death and mourning and famine. She shall be burned utterly with fire. For strong is the Lord God Almighty who judgeth her. Amen? Well, that sounds ominous. But let me break it down. There are many kinds of Babylons. There's spiritual, there's commercial, you know. And you can take this text and you can put America right smack in the middle of this, and they will just fit, you know, right into it. And of course, I don't have time to show you how the great city, New York City, to feed into many of these things that I described here, the merchandising and all of that. But I'm talking more beyond that. I'm talking some stuff that we will get into here this morning. So I want to talk about the recent ruling of the so-called Supreme Court that said that they are now legalizing gay marriage, Some of you may not know what, this message will be a little explicit, because I'm going to use plainness of speech. But I want to set the record straight. Make sure the younger generation especially understand exactly, you know, where things are and what we stand for. Praise the Lord. I don't work for the government of the United States. I work for the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. So, you know, but let me put it to you this way. The LGBT, which stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and even transsexual. I don't know what else will come after that. You know, Jesus said in the book of Luke 17, he said, in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, as it was then, you can read Luke 17, chapter 28 to verse 32. Turn with me to Luke 17, verse 28, I mean. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot. Well, what did they do in the days of Lot? That was where the sodoming come from, because that's, you know, it was Sodom, and they did all kinds of horrible things. You know, and he said, well, all of this was going on, and then suddenly, rain fire. Well, I tell you, we're way past the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Let me put it to you that way. You know, if you think this is Sodom and Gomorrah, then think again. We're way past that. You know, and it will only get worse. But we have to draw the line. Hallelujah. And God is telling you, draw the line. God is telling you, come out of her. Don't be a partaker of that, because you don't want to receive the plagues. Now, so you say, well, whatever, you know, and all that, you know, I've got to do my job to bring the word of the Lord. Now, I don't have responsibility to everybody in this nation. Well, sometimes I write one or two things here and there on Facebook and so forth. I don't care, you know, they read or they don't read it. But I have responsibility in this church to bring the word of God. Praise the Lord. And when I stand before God, he's going to say, did you declare it like I said you should? So that's my job. I'm going to say it like he said I should. So now, you know, the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, oh my, you know, they're even within us. And even as in those days, God rained brimstone and fire upon Sodom because of all the, you know, lewdness and so forth that they were going on there. Well, you know, don't you think now that anybody that's going in that direction, you know, will escape the judgment of God either. You know, it's, you know, the handwriting, I preached that also here before, the handwriting is on the wall, folks. Amen? Now, I want to make sure that we'll all understand what God expects from us. I want to make sure we understand that. I will want to let you know also that there is nothing that is happening that was not already known by God or even prophesied. The scriptures already told us. Some of the latter day prophets we had had already told us these things. They predicted it, they'd written it back many, many years. I remember when I used to first read the writings of Neil Frisby. Some of us know them as the scrolls. You know, the very early ones that he wrote way back in the early 70s. Scroll 7 and scroll 9, if you want to check it out. Talked about the sodomite sign. How later in the age, men will marry men. Women will marry women. And he even said they will pass laws for these things. So it was way back then when nobody even thought anything about it. And, you know, maybe somebody said, well, maybe it will never happen. Well, it is happening. Praise the Lord. We are seeing it. Why? Because the Bible says when you see these things begin to come to pass, then know that your redemption is closer than when you first believed. Amen? Amen. So I'm happy, you know, that the coming of the Lord is soon. But before we do that, you know, let's clear this up. I have something to read. And I have some other words that God wants me to bring this morning. And I want to put everybody on notice here this morning. Because what you see happening in the nation is only the beginning. Are you still with me, folks? You know, well, you know, what you see, you know, is only the beginning. Because the Bible says in the book of Daniel chapter 7 that the Antichrist system, when he arrives, but I tell you, it's already working. Some people think Antichrist is coming and so forth. Yeah, he is coming. but his system is already working. And he shall think to change times and laws. You know, that's what they are doing. Changing all of these things and so forth. They are already doing that. I want to read Jeremiah chapter 18. Let me read to us Jeremiah chapter 18. And I'm going to start here at verse 7. Now, at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck it up, to pull it down, and to throw and destroy it. If that nation, and notice what he's saying here, if I shall speak against the nation that I am going to destroy that nation, but if that nation against whom I have pronounced, you know, this judgment, shall turn from their evil, the Lord said, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto it. Yeah. Amen, folks? Amen. Now, but notice the flip side. Verse 9. And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build it up, to plant it up, to exalt it, to raise it up, to make it a great nation upon the earth that everybody looks up to, like this great nation America, you know. If that nation will not do evil in my eyes, and if they obey not my voice, then I will also repent of the good wherewith I said I will benefit them. So it goes both ways, you know. So we need to pray for this nation. Amen. Praise the Lord. I love this nation like anybody, just like everybody else. In fact, you know, some of us actually love it more than those who are here, because we came to be here. We wanted to be. Some people were born here, they didn't have a choice. You know, I chose to come here because I love this nation. Praise the Lord. You know, so, you know, we are praying and trusting that God, you know, will have mercy on some. But, you know, we want you to know that verse 11 of that same verse, chapter that I was reading, says, now therefore go and speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and say that Lord said, behold, I frame evil against you and devise a device against you. Return ye now, everyone, from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good. You know, God is always giving people a chance. No matter how bad and evil and people, God always calling them, come back unto me. You know, but listen to what the people said in verse 12. Here's what the people said. The people said, there is no hope. We will walk after our own devices. We will do the imagination of our own evil hearts. Away with the Lord, they said. You know, pretty much. Well, you know, that's exactly, you know, what this nation is now on the verge of doing. We already knew it all along, but, you know, they've been emboldened by this so-called Supreme Court ruling now to come out, and all kinds of lewdness we will begin to see. But let me bring the word of God more clearly to us today. Here is what God has to say about that. I already told you at the beginning that we love everybody. And we're going to try our best by the grace of God to reach as many people as we can. And God has a plan how he's going to save people. Amen? Amen. But we must bring the word of God. Now in the book of Psalms chapter 9, if you will turn with me to verse 17, here's what the Lord has to say about that. For all the people that choose to live a life of wickedness, and all the nations that forget God, the Bible says, they shall be turned to hell. Let me also read Psalm 119, verse 52 or 53. Psalm 119, and this is a challenge that I am going to bring to us today, especially the younger generation. You pay attention to this message, because you won't be able to say, well, you know, they didn't tell me or this and that, you know. Psalm 119 verse 53, horror has taken hold upon me because of the wicked. forsake thy law. Well, what is your position? That's the question you ought to ask yourself. Now, I have noticed, me personally, that some of the younger generation are more tolerant of everything. Because they just think that, you know, we of the older generation were too strict about this and that. Well, I didn't write this book. The Lord did. Hallelujah. And we must proclaim his word like it is. You know, so, young generation or not, hear ye the word of the Lord today. This man, he said, horror has taken upon me because of the wicked that forsake the law. Is that the way you feel? Or you just feel nonchalant, careless, doesn't mean anything, and so forth? Well, let us see here in the book of Ezekiel chapter 9 what it means for those people who are crying against the abominations that are done in the land, and for some who couldn't care less, or, you know, it doesn't mean anything to them. Well, there is a difference and there is a separation. In the book of Ezekiel chapter 9, we are told of the inkhorn writer, this story. And verse 4 says, well, let me start from verse 3. And the glory of the God of Israel was gone up from the cherub where he was to the threshold of the house. And he called the man clothed with the linen, which had the writer's inhorn by his side. And the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city and through the midst of Jerusalem. What? That's Jerusalem. I don't live in Jerusalem, but right here, where I live. Set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and cry for the abominations that are being done in the midst thereof. So God is looking whether horror has come upon you when you see what the wicked is doing, whether you are nonchalant, or what is your position really. I'm not asking, you know, some people say, well, we don't judge this and that. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking straight talk from the word of God. This is straight talk from the word of God. Now, he said, check out those people who are really troubled by the abominations that are in the land. And he said to them in verse 5, there were some other people that came after that man that had the inkhorn writer. I mean the righteous inkhorn, which we call the inkhorn rider. And he said to the others that in my hearing, and said, go after him through the city and smite. Let not your eyes fear, neither have you pity. Slay utterly young and old, little maids, children, women, everybody. But come not near any man upon whom that mark, that's writer's mark, I mean the one that just went, the inkhorn that went, marked those people that were separating themselves and horrified by the iniquity of the land and crying for it, or crying out against it. He said, separate those people. Don't come near them, you know, but go through and begin to destroy the rest. And he said, and begin at my sanctuary. Now that is the very terrifying part. Begin at my sanctuary begin at it from the church or so-called churches, and begin to clean house. Amen. You know, so that is a dangerous place to be if we are not concerned about the word of God at the end of the age. And a lot of other things went through. So they began at the ancient men which were before the house, and they began to destroy and began to do all of these things. You know, so where do you stand? Are you part of the system? Now, let me put it to you this way. Being that this message started to come out of her, my people, does it mean that I must physically now carry my bags and leave America? Well, there is a spiritual coming out of her that I'm talking about today. Being not partakers of their way, taking a stand and letting your voice be heard. You know, this is not the time for us to be closet Christians, folks. Because all the people who were in their closets before, they are already out now. Are you still with me, folks? Lesbians are out. Gays are out. Even the president of the United States. He is calling, congratulating somebody who, a grown man, talking about his own husband. And I'm like, a man and a man, who's the husband? I mean, it's just confusion. And the president, he had the audacity to put on the phone and call somebody and congratulate them. Look, just because you are president of the land, and I love this nation, and I love the president, and I pray for him every day, you know, but there is one that is King of Kings. And there's one that ruleth in the affairs of men. And I want to warn everybody, God, he still rules. Hallelujah. And even what you are seeing, it is actually God that is doing this, or allowing these things to come to pass. Now, so that he will see where you stand. That's right. You know, are you going to cower down? Are you going to hide? Or are you going to stand up and be counted for Jesus? Praise the Lord. They made laws in the days of Daniel. They made laws in the days of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They did, folks. Amen? Well, and those people said, you make all the law you want, but we will serve the living God. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And even the disciples, the apostles of the old year, he said, look, when they threatened them in Acts chapter 4 not to speak, you know, in any name and so forth, he said, well, judge ye among yourselves whether who we should obey. Should we obey men rather than God? Hello, folks. As for me, I will obey the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, that may be not so easily said than done, but we will obey the Lord by the grace of God. Amen. Now, moving on down through here, we see that you must take a stand. You see, people are taking a stand now. You know, it's now split. You cannot hide and be a closet Christian anymore. Because even the closet lesbian, gays, bisexual, transsexual, they are all out. And it's now in your face. So we need to also say, in your face, Christianity. Look, I love the people, but, you know, I love everybody. I don't care about that, you know, and so forth like that. But it's going to be in your face. If you try to put something in my face, then go be right in your face. Amen. Hallelujah. Because everybody has rights in this country. You have right to be gay, lesbian. I have right to not be bothered by that stuff. Hallelujah. So if you are going to put in my face, I'm going to put in your face also. Hallelujah. You know, I am sick and tired of all of this playing nice and doing all of these things. And they walk around all over us. You know. Oh, no. That's not going to happen. You know, God wants an army. God is raising an army. Not a political army. No. But an army that are filled with the power of God. An army that can stand up and proclaim the name of Christ. And then say, like they said to Nebuchadnezzar, you know, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. Amen, folks. Because they say, well, at any time you hear the sound of this, you know, Saubok and all of this thing and the music, if you fall down, your lives are saved. But if you don't, we're going to hit it up 7 times and throw you in there. And they say, what say ye? We're not even going to think about that. We have our answer already. Do you have your answer, folks? Yeah. See, do you have your answer? That's the thing. You know, so the challenge today is, what side are you on? Are you going to be in with them or are you going to come out of them? You know, and we are challenging people who come out and take a stand. And let your stand be known. The Bible says, let your moderation be known unto all men. Because the Lord is at hand. Don't play any games, folks. Time for games is over. Hallelujah. In fact, the reason I love this in a way is that, look, you know, in the past they said, no prayer in schools, no this, no that, and everybody, you know, playing games and so forth. There's no more games now, because it's now in your face. So you put it in my face, I'm going to put it in your face. Praise ye the name of the Lord. That's right. You know, liberty and justice for all. You know, we have a right. You know, I have a right to the gospel. You know, one day they will take that away, and it's coming. But we've been told many years, we've known this. See, that even the right that this nation has to preach the gospel freely will be taken away. But we know that. And it's coming. All of these things are steps into that direction. You know, so, you know, pretty soon, maybe we won't be even able to preach the gospel like this. Well, you know, while it is yet day, Jesus said, I must walk. Because the night is coming when nobody will be able to walk. Folks, we need to sound the alarm now. Hallelujah. Sound the alarm. Sound the trumpet. And that's what we are doing here today. Let me read to you in Romans chapter 1. All of the things that God prophesied and predicted straight from the Bible about all these things that are happening in our time, which we are now seeing. Starting at the book of Romans chapter 1, I'm going to read from verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has already showed it to them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and they changed the glory of God, of the uncorruptible God, into the image made like corruptible beasts and so forth like that. Wherefore God also has given them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies. Notice, folks, God already knew about this, even between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie. They even worship the creature and all of these things more than the creator, who is blessed forever. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. Notice, folks, it's in the Bible. For even their women did change their natural use unto that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their own lust toward one another, men with men, women with women, even people with beasts, all kinds of things. I tell you, there's a reason why they call it the beast system. People are like animals already. You know, God can only put up with it for so long. God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. No, he did not. Praise the Lord. And God performed that wedding himself. He instituted it, you know, and all of that. And God said, you know, that's the way it is. You know, a man to be joined to a woman, that is the union that God recognizes.
This is Gospel Distribution Ministry, Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona, 85050. On the internet, it's www.gospeldistribution.org. Join us again next week. God bless you.